Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Fed J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in a
Yo, what's up? This your boy Love Brand. Right now you're checking out my homies, DJ Noodles. Let's get 'em.
Lift up, die young, bad girl, do it well. Lift up, die young, bad girl, do it well.
Entice. So how are we doing this evening?
I'm doing good, good, good. How y'all doing?
I'm good, I'm good. This is Candy. We're getting a lot of rain in Dallas. I guess we needed it. Supposedly like 5 inches today, but besides all the rain and it not being sunny as usual, everything else is good.
We're getting hail down here. I'm hating it.
Well, honestly, I think this is the first time I can say the weather isn't too horrible. So I'm happy about that. I'm going to just go ahead and leave it at that. Don't want to brag too early.
So how was your birthday weekend, I'm sorry?
My birthday weekend was pretty good. I didn't do that much, actually, this year. It's not exactly what I had anticipated. I've always planned that, you know, this birthday would have been something really, really big with, like, a lot of celebrations. But it was nice. It was intimate. Just spent some time with some family. So definitely thankful for that. It was nice.
That's what's up.
That's good.
Because I've seen all the shout-outs, so actually I just want to say thank you to everyone, even listeners tuning in, anyone that was showing me birthday love. I got hit up on Twitter, on Facebook. You know, it was crazy. Definitely appreciate it. Much love.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so let's go ahead and get into WTH.
All right. Well, did we decide about the, are we just going to do WTH or are we going to do WTH and Talk That Talk?
Yeah, we should do this week's Talk That Talk as well, but.
Okay. I'm just making sure because I was like, I'm going to go ahead and still do what I was going to do previously before. I just didn't get all the facts. I didn't have a chance to get all the information that I wanted to, but. While we're on the subject of the Talk That Talk, let's go ahead and get into the, you know, the WTH of the moment, which was there is a law that's going to be passed. Obama right now, he's trying to fight it, but it's basically trying to be passed through the Republicans, and I don't know the exact state and everything, but once I get all the information, I can go ahead and put it to our website, which is on our Facebook information. I'm sorry, our Facebook, not our website. Which is a TP3, or Facebook/TP3 Radio. But anyway, basically the WTH of that is that they're saying that they're trying to pass a law stating that single moms is basically a child abuse to a, basically abuse to a child. In other words, any parent that is a single parent household. And a lot of people are raising questions about this because how can you try to pass something like that? Because, okay, even if there are two parents in a household, they can be separated. And then that also makes a two-parent household a single household. So how can you even say that? So that was the WTH for the moment as far as that. And, I mean, we can go into detail, but we'll leave that for the Talk That Talk on it because WTH, like, really, how can a single-parent household can be considered child abuse or child neglect? Obviously, if the child's still there, you're doing your best that you can to keep the child out of harm's way. So why would that be abuse? I see if you left the child, you know. So anyway, that's my WTH for the moment. Now moving on, I have some more, just a couple little things that I've been hearing here and there. A lot of things have been posted on TMZ and a lot of other websites, but I'm not going to go into everything. All right, another WTH. Jay-Z working on Beyonce $150 million tour deal. $150 million tour deal. If Beyonce gets this, big ups to Blue Ivy, Jay-Z, and all of them, because that's a lot of money for a tour.
Mm-hmm.
$150 million? Is she worth
that?
I mean, do you think she's worth $150 million?
What I had heard is that apparently it got turned down, so they did have to settle at a lower rate. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but apparently people don't agree.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, if you think about it anyway, you start high. I mean, just like if you get in a vehicle or anything that you're going to get, you know, they start high, and then you just kind of negotiate in between. So even just to start at $150 million, that's like big ups to Beyonce.
For
I'm able
sure.
to start
yeah.
you off at $150 million negotiation. Like, really? But anyway, in further news, WTH, Shaq dumped hoop and called security on her.
What?
I'm sorry. I just thought that was funny. Supposedly, it's reported in TMZ that I guess him and her have been having their differences for the past few months, and I guess for the past few weeks, he just broke it down to her and was just like, this isn't working for me, and told her to leave and call security on her. He told her to come get her stuff. He left the house. She went to the house, apparently, got all her things, and left the house, and he went back. You know, they're not married. It's her home. So once she leaves him, that's it. Unless she was stashing, she out of there. She wasn't married. She was barely a girlfriend. She wasn't a fiance. She didn't, you know, she had no nothing. At least Shawnee, what's her name? Shawnee or whatever her name was. She was a smart, at least from basketball-wise. Yeah, I can never say her name right. At least she was married with the kids. So she at least got money from it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Hoops, she didn't get anything.
I thought Hoops was engaged. They were engaged.
Well, they're not engaged anymore. And then I heard further news, but this is just allegedly because it hasn't been, you know, I guess any facts to support it, but allegedly he dumped her for an Asian girl.
Mm-mm.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Yeah, that's what I said. Allegedly. So I don't know. Asians is getting it nowadays. That's what's up. But anyway, WTH. Okay, now Rihanna finally speaks out about why she reunited with Chris Brown and put him on the Cake song or whatnot. Supposedly, she went on ahead and released a statement which says, well, it's not supposedly, she released the statement, Chris Brown is hot. Yeah, I put him on my song because he's hot. Yeah, that's that's her reason. He's hot and he's her first love. He's her first love. And he's hot. That was basically her explanation. I mean, she said some more stuff, but I mean, blah, 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 blah. He's hot. Blah, blah. He's hot. Blah. That's all. I mean, pretty much. He punched me, but like, hey, he's still hot. But anyway, last but least, WTH. Okay, y'all remember the Jamie King Fox show, right? That came on BET or whatever. The actress, Garciela, the one who was the main lady he always chased after on the show or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx?
Well, yeah, the Jamie King show. Jamie Foxx, but it was the Jamie King show, remember? On BET.
Yeah, I remember.
It was the girl that he used to always chase after. What was her name? Fancy.
Fancy.
Yeah. Fancy. But her name in real life is Garciela.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
She released a statement. She released a statement stating that I guess her and Jamie had some type of set together and that he couldn't get aroused on set. I'm like, WTH, who releases that? And she was like, oh, he's going to get me for this. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's going to get you for this. I'm sure. But anyway, that's my WTH for the day. It's your girl Candy, and that's all I got for you.
All right, all right. Well, it's your girl in Tice, and let's move right along to Talk That Talk. So this week's Talk That Talk is, does a two-parent household raise a better child? We want to hear from y'all, listeners. If you're tuning in, you want to give your two cents, let us know if you feel that a two-parent household raises a better child. Give us a call at 1-866-259-0361. The number again is 1-866-259-0361. 0361. So I'm going to go ahead and start this off because, in my opinion, most definitely not. Everybody has a choice as an individual to become a good person or a bad person. It's that person's choice. It doesn't matter if you were raised by aliens or if you were raised by one parent or 12 parents. It doesn't matter. Obviously, there's struggles that you would go through, you could possibly go through if there's a one parent that's raising you and one parent supporting and income-wise and things of that nature. However, you know, there's households with two parents that suffer the same types of financial hardships. So in my opinion, most definitely not. It does not raise a better child to have two parents in a household. Myself, I came from a one-parent household, and I think I came out just fine. But we definitely want to hear from y'all. The number again is 1-866-259-0361. Miss Candy, how do you feel about this?
Well, me as a single parent raising children on my own right now, having to go through some things today, actually, it kind of just kind of dawned on me about how the system or how people in the system look at you. But me personally, I believe that, like you said, it doesn't matter. I have to agree with you about how many parents are in the household. I mean, as far as when it comes to raising a boy, I can say that it's better, you know, to have a male, because you can't really, as a woman, raise a man to be a man. It's kind of like either he's going to have to get out there and kind of figure it out on his own if there's no father figure, or, you know, but other than that, I believe that, you know, a single mother can do it on her own, but it's just, it's kind of hard, it's kind of biased when it comes to as far as boys. Because it's really hard for a woman to raise a man. Very, very hard. Like, extra hard. I mean, there's a lot of women who do it. But, I mean, in the end, the answer that I have is basically no. It shouldn't matter how many parents are in the household. But, I mean, I guess it does help to have more than one parent. I can say that. But it doesn't enable anything. It doesn't make the situation different or any worse. Because as a child, you're going to do what you're going to do anyway if there's one or two parents there.
Mm-hmm. So. I agree. All right. Keisha, how you feel about the topic?
Well, I have to agree with you too, you know. But I look at it as in society today and how children are grown up, most of it is by single parents. You know, part of my life growing up, my mom was on her own until she got married to my stepdad. And then growing up in the military, you know, he taught me and my siblings the value of family. And so I have kind of experienced on both sides of the table or whatever. But as a single parent raising children, it's possible. Like, there shouldn't be a big of a difference because, you know, whether that mother or whether that father was there or not, you can't really control that, what the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as a personal preference, I want to raise my children as one complete family, me and a husband and children. But it's not
right.
Promised.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
That's what I'm like, don't we all? I mean, I think that's the plan for everybody. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand how they can say that that's even abuse or neglect or anything, because that's anybody, period. Like, everybody in this world doesn't say, okay, let me just pick this dude real quick. Let me, come on, you know, and let's make a baby real fast. And you go on about your business. You know, when you do that, you plan on being with that person anyway. And then it's just a whole bunch of stuff happens. True colors come out. People's true feelings come out. You know, when you have a kid with somebody, you basically get to see everything within them that you probably will never have seen, even if you've known them for 10 years. You know, things change once you start having kids and just, you know, I know.
Mm-hmm. It's true. But I think it is everybody's preference, you know what I mean, to raise a child, having both parents around. I know for myself, obviously, that is my preference as well. But like you said, Candy, it doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes certain things come into the mix. People start showing their true colors, and, you know, separations are sometimes inevitable. However, you know, you don't necessarily have to be with the person for the child to be raised by two parents. I've seen children who, I've never been in that place to have, like, a weekend here and a weekend there, kind of back and forth, but I know children whose parents got separated, and they would spend a week with their mom and then a week with their dad, so they know, okay, this week's mom's week, okay, this week's dad's week, and they weren't raised by one parent, they were raised by both parents, but it's just that the time was spread out equally amongst the two parents. So, you know what I mean? It's different scenarios for each and every family, but I don't feel that having one parent or having two parents makes the child better. I feel that it's the love that the child receives. That's what makes the child, and the child being able to make their own decision and deciding if they want to make that a factor to how they develop as a child. Because, you know what, everyone has a decision. You can decide, you know what, I had one parent, so I'm not going to do anything good with my life, and I'm just going to be lazy and do nothing. Or you can decide, you know what, one parent raised me, and I want to show that parent that I respect them and I love them as a parent. I want to make them proud, and I'm going to go out and do everything that I can and work as hard as I can to make them proud of me for the work that they put in, right? So it's a personal preference for each child to decide if they want to come out good or bad.
Yeah, I agree
about
that. Yeah.
Well, listeners, if you're listening, you want to comment on this week's Talk That Talk, give us a call, 1-866-259-0361, or you can hit us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TP3Radio. Or hit us up on Twitter at TP3Radio. Let us know what you feel.
Definitely. We have a caller. Hopefully it's a caller. Hello, caller from the 832. Who is this?
Come on, man. You already know it's your boy, Levi.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Chilling on it.
So where is Miss Danny the Seducer?
She should be coming through here in a little bit.
All right, all right. So how was your day? You're in Dallas, right? You got all that rain? Are you in Dallas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You confusing me with the 832 area code, you know.
Nah, that's just a good, you know what I'm saying? I'm an H-Town boy, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to stick with my area code.
Okay, I got you. I see. Well.
So are you going to comment on our Talk That Talk?
Personally, I think it takes two, you know what I'm saying? It's just me, like, because for one, I came from a single-parent household. It was just me and my mama. You know, my daddy was there, you know. It was just difficult, you know, for my mama to teach me things that my daddy should have been teaching me. It wasn't like my daddy abandoned me, because my daddy was there, you know. They was just divorced. They divorced when I was two. So I kept bouncing between Dallas and Houston. You know, I live with my pops a couple of years, and I go live with my mom. You know, I would act the ass just to go stay with my dad. So, you know, personally, I just really think it takes two, you know, in the same household. It's got to be that way.
All right.
So what about for the people who only just got one and they don't have another one?
I mean,
it's got to be that way. There's a lot of people who would love to have somebody to help them or somebody to be there to love them, you know, that do it with them. But
it didn't work out with that person, and then they're just doing it alone. So then they're just alone.
Well, I mean, they're only alone if they choose to be. You know, of course, no man in his right mind that is raising a child on his own is just going to just bring some random woman around his child. No, it's not something that the same goes for any woman. But, I mean, if a female is raising a child on her own, then, you know, I mean, she's got to do what she's got to do, and she's got to do it to her best of her ability. Women who raise children on their own, I take my hats off to them, because that is a very hard job, especially for a woman raising a man. We are difficult creatures. You know, we go through testosterone, and we have our mood swings. You know, I think we have more periods than women do. So, you know, it's difficult, but at the same time, it can be done, and it is being done. Sad thing about it is, in today's society, it's done all too often. You know, my
right.
whole thing is, as a man, if you lay down with a woman and you make this child, I don't care if it don't work out or not. Do what you got to do to be part of your child's life. I don't care if you got to put yourself on child support, but, you know, whatever it is, just to be part of that child's life, just so that child won't grow up saying, well, damn, my daddy didn't care because he wasn't there. Or because at the end of the day, your son is going to need you. Your daughter is going to need you. It disgusts me for any man that has a daughter and is not there. Because at the end of the day, your daughter is going to need you most. Because if she doesn't have a father, she's going to seek that attention elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And nine times out of ten, it's never a positive thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a girl who's doing that right now. She's 18. Her boyfriend is 31. And her dad, you know, he's just real mean to her. You know, he's just really, really mean. When he was about 27 or 28, he was in some type of accident and he can't walk. And he's just real, I guess, bitter about it. And he's real mean to her now. She's 18. She can do what she wants. She's still in high school. She hasn't graduated yet. But, yeah, and still, she has a 31-year-old boyfriend. And I'm like, are you looking for a father? Like, are you looking for that figure that you're missing or that you missed?
She's dating a man that old. And, yeah, she's not looking for a boyfriend. She's not looking for a husband. She's looking for a father figure.
Exactly. Well, I definitely understand what you're saying when you say as far as little girls, because it's very important for the father to be there with the little girl as well as with the little boy. So I guess, yeah, you're right. Two-parent household, you know, is better for the child. But, you know, it is what it is. And a lot of times, you know, there isn't two. There's just one. So you just got to kind of make do with the situation and what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and take that.
That better be Danny.
Hello, caller 903.
Yes, it's Danny.
All right.
Ooh. Hey, Danny, how are you? How is your night going?
It's pretty good. It's just getting started, actually, so...
Right. You're in Dallas too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you're feeling all this rain that I was feeling today. Like, do I have to go
anywhere
today?
Yeah, yeah.
This rain was ridiculous. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is it going to stop?
I know.
I mean,
I thought it was going to rain all day, but last night was really bad. It's just today is really cool today.
Yeah, and it seemed like the ground just sucked it up, like all the rain just disappeared and it's dry.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
So I guess
that's how it is in Texas.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. One minute it's raining, next minute it's snowing, and the sun come out.
I know, right? It's bipolar Texas. I say it all the time.
One day you can wear shorts, next day you got to wear jeans and snow boots.
it never fails. So you just might want to check outside. Don't go off of the weather on your phone because you never know.
Right? Yeah, I've made a mistake of doing that a few times.
You'll know better next time. You'll know better next time.
Right. Well, all right, ladies, let's go ahead and get into this interview. But first and foremost, let everybody know who you are, Miss Dani the Seducer, where to find you at, and any information you want to shoot out to everyone who's listening.
Okay. Well, of course, you can check me out on Facebook. My Facebook name is The Seducer. My music page. You can also find me on YouTube, which will be Pure Seduction TV is my channel. Twitter is Dani_Seducer. Reverb Nation is Dani the Seducer. If y'all were looking to get in with my street team, which is Pound Team Seducer, shout out to them for hold me down for a little bit. It'll be teamseducerpromo@gmail.com. But for the most part, you can catch me anywhere. I'm a little bit everywhere.
All right. Well, I guess we can go ahead and kick this off by getting into some music because we've been doing a lot of talking.
Okay.
So, let's go ahead and hit one of these singles you have. And what are the two singles that we have, Miss Keisha Nicole?
We have Dip It Low and Shake That.
So which one would you like to start off with, Mrs. Dani the Seducer?
We can start it off with Shake That, since I recorded that before Dip It Low. Shake That is featuring one of my good friends, Miss Mainsky, produced by J-Dub. And, yeah, it's like a Dallas banger for the most part.
All right, let's go. Let's get into it.
If you ain't heard, you got me.
Quit not putting up with bullshit.
two green eyes, yellow bone lady. Niggas get your money up if you think you can take me. Buying drinks all night, like that's really impressive. You thought this shit was easy, but I got you second guessing. So tell me, if I drop the low, then will you make it rain? No, I'm not Trey Songz, but my name is Tremaine. I hit the dance floor, so watch me do my thing. I shut it down on you boys without me even spitting game. Yeah, I see you like that, trying to hit from the back. Dancing on my shit, why you steady saying this and that? Talking in my ear, why you feeling on my booty? And when the song is done, I notice you a little cutie. See you rocking a shag and you say your name is Scooby. You wanna take me out for a dinner and a movie. So hit me with that number, hit my ass with that lumber. Don't get it twisted, baby, I thought this was a party, not a slumber.
Drop it to the floor. Move up around the club, twerking on your tippy toes.
I heard him say,
girl, shake that ass. Girl, shake that ass.
Wanna see me shake my ass?
Girl, shake that ass. Girl, shake that ass.
Okay.
I think it's funny, I got him throwing money. Got me bend that ass over while he tipping like a dummy.
I heard him say,
girl, shake that ass. Girl, shake that ass.
Wanna see me shake my ass?
Girl, shake that ass.
Let's get into it while we say that. Hey, okay.
Oh, man.
All right. Did we still got Levi on the line?
Yeah, man. I ain't going nowhere, man.
Yeah, man. What are you doing over there, man?
Oh, man. I'm handling
business,
man.
You know, I got to check on you, you know, make sure, you know, you copacetic over there. Sure, you're all right.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Nah, I'm just, I'm on the other phone handling business, man.
Okay, I feel you. Is there anything that you want to add before we get into this interview with Danny the Seducer?
First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? It's S. Measure, you know what I mean? I'm a crowd manager and CEO right now, you know what I'm saying? Miss Danny the Seducer, that's the one. She gonna take the label to the top, you know what I mean? I'm stepping back from the artist standpoint right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm in CEO mode right now. I'm like a little fat kid. I'm excited right now. I got my big slice of cake, you know what I'm saying? And my milk and my cookies and I'm good.
You're making me hungry, okay?
Okay, talking about food. Don't do that.
You know, now I want milk and cookies, some Brahms, ice cream.
Okay. A brownie something. Just saying.
Yeah, one of them good brownies, too.
I know, right?
Oh.
And it can't be cold, either. It has to be warm. Okay.
Fresh out the oven. Right. Before we get into the interview, we need to ask you real quick, Danny the Seducer, how do you feel about our Talk That Talk? Did you get a chance to catch that?
Well, I caught like the little end of it, but what I was hearing Levi say about the fathers being in a daughter's life, or when a woman doesn't have a father figure in their life, is that what y'all talking about?
Well, it's basically, how was it worded, Ms. Entice? Do you believe that a single parent household is different?
Does a two parent household raise a better child?
Great. I believe two-parent household, I wouldn't necessarily just default it on two parents or one parent, because a one parent that who actually can hold their own and take care of the household, and not just to put it like that, but also put everything in the guy's hands, can always maintain the household. But it's better to have two parents that have the same mentality to raise a child. But, you know, I can always go back to what they say in the old days. It takes a village to raise a child. So it could be not just two parents. It could be one parent and the grandmother or whatever it is in some cases. I mean, I speak from experience because I was in a two-parent household, but my son is in a single-parent household. But I do whatever I can to provide for him and make sure that he has, and I teach him the right way so that he won't feel like he's neglected from anything. And even though sometimes I feel like he should be able to have his father in his life, I'm not going to just put that as a crutch on me and make me not do what I need to do. I'm going to always give a 100% and be mommy and daddy at times if I need to be.
Right.
But it does have a better effect, though, especially on little girls, because, you know, I'm a daddy's girl, so I really couldn't even imagine being here without the knowledge that he gave me. So,
yeah. But it's kind of hard to, like, put something on, because you can't really, the outcome in life is different for everyone. Like, you can't really say, okay, well, I'm going to be with this person forever. I mean, you could say that, but are you really going to be? So, in the end, even if you was married for 5 years, messed around and had a kid after your 6th year, and then that 7th year, you could get a divorce. So, y'all was together the whole time, just had a kid, and all of a sudden, y'all separated. Sometimes children do that to people. I've seen, like, kids break, like, not necessarily the child, is just like, you know, a child will push your barriers. A child will push everything that you have, everything that they want everything out of you. So some people can't handle that when it breaks up the relationship.
And I just, I mean, it's crazy because I just did a topic on Facebook yesterday speaking on baby mamas. And I basically was saying a baby mama, not necessarily saying that she was with the guy or not, they could have just messed around and had the child. But I felt like sometimes baby mamas use kids as a crutch and will use that saying that if they're not with the baby daddy, then nobody else can be with the baby daddy. But that's not necessarily in some cases. As long as y'all have a civil relationship just for y'all child, I mean, some people will, literally keep their kids from the baby daddy just because they're mad at the baby daddy. And it shouldn't be like that.
I know. It's in the Dallas water real bad. I don't know if it's like that in Canada.
Yeah, you really?
In Tyson, or if it's just like that in Seattle, but in Dallas water, it's horrible.
The water is horrible out here. That's why I buy bottled water all the time, because that's ridiculous.
Man. Sometimes I don't even want that. I'm like, dang, where the Fiji is? You know what I'm saying? I don't even want four bark or the awful Fiji, because they keep drifting out here. Oh, girl, I already
for real.
Let's get into some of these interview questions that I have before we get our time cut a little short. How long have you been an artist? Like, how long have you been putting music out? Like, when was your first single, and how was it?
Ooh.
You know, that's like three questions all in one.
Okay. Well, I've been doing music
for about, I started in 2005. And my first single I put out was Butterflies, produced by Mr. High Tracks.
And from there to now, if I had to just critique it, I really didn't honestly believe, well, I put it like this, I honestly didn't really believe in myself at the time behind music. So Butterflies was just like a mess around track. And it got so much feedback, back when MySpace was really hot. So I put it on MySpace, and I say within 6 months, it got like 14,000 hits. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is really jamming. So I took a break, and I started doing, like, little modeling stuff for, like, local artists, pushing them and promoting them. Set back from that after I had my son. And then from there on, me and my girls were always together in freestyle. And they were like, well, we need to do a track. And we did one, and I mean, it was like, it just took off from there, and everybody was like, I need to come here and pursue that. And it's been on ever since.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. So what inspires you? I mean, I know you have a son, and, of course, that's great inspiration, you know, for anything you do. Even just waking up and breathing is great inspiration, having a child.
Mm-hmm.
But besides to him, what else inspires you to keep going?
Every day. Well, honestly, I feel like ever since I was little, I can say probably like 8 or 9, I've always been into music. I've been playing piano. And I stepped away from it when I got older because I felt like that was easy, because when I was in band, I was band-y, that was when I, once I got older, I was just like, I don't want to do that because I have an image. I don't want people to see me like that. So it's kind of like,
I felt sometimes the same behind the music. But my father always used to push me and say, music is your calling, but if you step away from it, you know, God can take it away from me if you don't use it. And, you know, when he passed away in 2008, it's like I always had so much to talk about. And coming up in high school, I was popular, but not like I wanted to be. And, of course, everybody goes through whatever they need to go through. But instead of expressing it through voice, I used to write poems. And I just thought one day just kind of put my poems to some music and kind of went from there. And it's basically what I be feeling like at times. But I really can't say what I want to say out loud. It's like I can always use some music and say what I need to say. But I don't know. It's like a different identity when I get behind the mic. So that's where Danny the producer came from.
Right. Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Greenville, Texas. It is, well, from Dallas. It's probably like 35 miles on I-30. It's itty bitty town.
Oh, yeah, I know about Greenville. You know I know about Greenville.
But
yeah, I know about Greenville.
It's the itty bitty city, but that's where I'm from, born and raised. that's all I really can say about Greenville. I mean, I love my city, but I wouldn't live there. Something like that.
Yeah, it's not that bad, though. It's not that bad. Yeah. Y'all got
it's
Walmart
right.
And everything.
Yeah,
y'all got Walmart.
We got like,
y'all
a little
good.
Outlet mall.
Yeah. You know, y'all good.
Yeah.
I was looking at a lot of the people that you had, you know, done some collabos with, and I was noticing you did a collabo with Tiffany from the Dallas Honeys.
I didn't do a collab with her, but we were supposed to for my new mixtape. We hadn't done one.
Okay.
And
well,
we do shows.
We haven't
collabed yet.
Okay. Well, I need to attend one of y'all shows. I've seen her perform a bunch of times. You know, I'm in Dallas.
Yeah.
Our last season was Cribbin' After Dark, and we did an interview with her for the last season. But just as far as future references, like anybody right now, if you could work with anybody as far as a collabo, who would it be?
Locally or anybody, period.
Anybody, period, not locally, just like reaching out. Like it could be from a different, you know, city, state. It could be Nicki Minaj. I'm sure everybody wants to work with her. But just, you know, if you had one person you could choose, who would you choose to work with?
If I had to choose, I would have to say Dre 3 Stacks, just because I love Dre's style and his mentality. He's different. And the way he delivers, it just blows me out the water, you know. So if I had to, I would say him. I don't know. I kind of feel like a little bit intimidated if I ever did get on a track with him. But I'd make it hot, though.
Oh, yeah. We can always feel that way, but we will never let them see us sweat.
Right.
Never. We're going to be in there, you know, like you knew what you was doing, but, you know.
Yeah, from the down. Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, I was also reading your bio and something caught me. It was something that you wrote in there. It says, music is the lyrics for the heart, the beat of the soul, and the rhythm of life. Can you elaborate on that a little bit for me?
Yeah. I guess why I put it like this is music is the lyrics from the heart. So everything that I speak on or when I listen to music from anybody, it could be from anybody local to somebody that's mainstream. It's always something that they've been through. And the beat, of course, if you listen to a song, the first thing you're going to listen to is the beat. You're not going to automatically listen to the words. So if you catch the beat, it's like, you're gonna ride with it, even if the beat is whack. But you're gonna try to catch it before anything. And then, I mean, it's just of life, period. Like, I live off of music itself. I could go through a day, and if I'm having a hard day, I'm gonna find one of my mixes I got on one of my laptops and put it in, and it's gonna make me feel better just because of I can relate to whatever somebody else puts out. And that's kind of how I feel when I do my music. I don't want it to just be self-centered or all about me. And I also don't want to feel like if I do music, I don't want to put anything out that I can't speak on or I don't already know about. Like all that stunting, how much you got this and that, I can't say that because I don't have this and that. I'm going to tell you what I have, what I've been through, what I'm trying to.
Right.
And if you can relate to it, then that is what it is. But, I mean, music is life to me. I mean, that's how I feel like I get through life is music, regardless of what it is. It could be church. It could be gospel. It could be pop, rock, whatever it is. It's going to get me through whatever I need to go through. And I can relate that to anybody I deal with is will say the same thing about music.
Well said. I do have word that we have a few callers, so let's go ahead and take them. Keisha Nicole, if you want to pass your speaker.
Okay. Hello, caller from the 903. Who's this?
Kelsa.
Hi, Kelsa.
Hey, Kelsa. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Kelsa.
Good. I'm just calling in to say that Danny is really my role model. I really do look up to her, and she needs to keep doing what she's doing.
Oh, thank you, Kelsa.
You're welcome.
Kelsa's a part of my street team, but, you know, I probably, like, met Kelsa not too long ago, but she could tell you herself, like, I treat her like my little sister, and whatever she needs to talk, she can call me or whatever, but she promotes the crap out of me. So I have to give her kudos because, you know, I wouldn't really be on like I am if it wasn't for my street team or my supporters. So thank you, Kelsa.
Wow. You're welcome.
Okay, well, shout out to Kelsa. TP3 got you out. We also shout out the street team. Shout out, Kelsa. That's what's up. Don't we have an applause button? Where's the applause button, Lala? Don't we have an applause or something? Let's use it. Come on. Don't we have some claps or something going on, you know?
We
got to
work on that.
Right, we got to work on that. Work on that.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty, we have a caller.
What's
from the 614. Who is this?
You know who this is.
You didn't even press one, did you?
Yeah, this is Marv. We about to go in the Scarlet and Gray Cafe right now to support one of our friends doing stand up tonight. I'm with Rondé and a couple other humans right now. And I think I saw your topic was about the parents, about the
Is it a single parent household or
does a two-parent household raise a better child?
There you go.
I don't think it matters because I done seen two-parent households and dude end up in jail for life and, you know, be one parent and it's all good. They go to college and become the president.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it all depends on the person, for real, for me.
Yeah,
it's good that you raised that point because Obama was raised in a single-parent household, wasn't he?
Right.
His mom raised him alone.
Yeah. And
that's
she
a great
was
point.
There.
You
it's
said that.
Good.
Yeah, a white lady raising a black child.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But I just wanted to show y'all some love right quick. We about to walk in there right now. And actually, the dude doing stand-up is trying to call me on the other line. He probably about to go up right now or something. So.
Okay, well, we appreciate you calling in. Do you think? Don't forget our intro outro, man. We still wait for you, man. We have to put you on blast,
We're trying to get all your stuff done. I was trying to hit up the dude today to do it today or tomorrow. I'm trying to find him. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I bump into him in here. But,
okay. Well,
I got y'all.
Happy.
We got
all
so.
Right.
And when we get
right,
y'all,
enjoy yourself.
All right then.
All right, bye.
Oh,
was that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had one more question from Miss Danny the Seducer.
Okay.
And then we can get into playing her last single that we have.
And my question is just a typical question, and I just can go for anyone. Like, where do you see yourself in 10 years from now?
Okay. 10 years. Ooh, that's a long time. I'll be old, for one.
Right?
But
right?
Two. but two, I can't really necessarily say where I'd be, but where I would like to be. And it's music. I would if I don't necessarily make it just major, I would at least want to have a big impact on the industry. So, like, people would know who I am and not necessarily saying, how can I put that? Not necessarily saying, like, you'll see me, like, on 106 in Park, because I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, I want to be on 106. I want to be at the BET Awards. I don't necessarily want all that. I just want people to hear my music. I want people to enjoy my music. And I do my music because I love music. So, and for me personally, just the person that I am, I want to be stable and comfortable, staying in a four-bedroom house, somewhere in the boondocks in the country, somewhere with me and my son.
Right.
Just living life, and that's pretty much it. Can't ask for too much.
Right. Just happy family.
Yeah.
Well, that is what's up. Ladies, do you have anything further you want to ask Danny the Seducer or Levi? Is he still on the line? Is he still over there? Where
he at? Yeah, I'm here.
Ladies, I have any questions y'all want to ask Danny?
No, I think all my questions have actually been answered.
Mine as well.
Okay. Well, we got a few minutes. If you can let everybody know where to find you at again, Danny the Seducer, you know, just all your information, your Twitter, your Facebook, any shout-outs, anybody, you know, you want to shout out or anything, go ahead and hit the time to do it.
Okay, honey. Yeah, you can catch me on Facebook. The Seducer is T-H-A, not E. And, of course, it's The Seducer, which is my music page. You can catch me on YouTube, which is Pure Seduction TV, all one word. Reverb Nation is Danny the Seducer, and Twitter is Danny _ Seducer. As far as if you're in the area, like in the Dallas area, we'll be doing a big this Sunday at the Trinity Sports Bar and Grill with my fam, Tintin, ENT, No Shame, J-Rock, P-Streets, and some other artists, just having a good time this Sunday. Next weekend we'll be doing a video shoot for one of my other singles in Greenville, so y'all can come out for that. And a shout out to, of course, to my label, SME. Yep. Of course, you know, CEO, you know your thing. my producers, J Dub, Q Stone out of Houston, Mr. Hot Tracks, Daytron Cook out of South Dallas. Of course, oh, my bro Young Jim. My sis K Renee, shout out to them, EBNT. Of course, I can't forget about my promo team, Pound Team Seducer. Y'all doing y'all thing, and I really appreciate it because y'all been working your ass off. Shout out to I Did This Shirts. My boy is Quincy because he's been doing this thing with my shirt line. It's going to be going down for the summertime. And y'all just look out because we got big things going for the summertime. So y'all just stay tuned.
All right.
And of course,
well,
thank you guys at TP3 Radio. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We definitely appreciate having you, and we definitely appreciate the support of Levi. You already know.
I'm waiting for the man.
There we go. I knew it. I was waiting for it. You had to end it with the yeah, man. Okay, you got it. We on the road. Well, all right, ladies. I guess you can go ahead, and I guess we can end the outro. End it with her last song. She can go ahead and introduce her single. After we go ahead and send a shout out to our sponsors.
Okay. Well, this will be my newest single.
Dip It Low, produced by Young Jim, featuring my sis K Renee, PBNT, and SME. Let's get it in. Just check it out. I think it's going to be really, really hot. We got it spinning in the airwaves right now, so let's get into it.
All right, and we want to thank everyone for calling and listening to TP3 Radio. Shout out to our sponsor, Steady J at the Desk Spot. And we're going to end it with Dip It Low.
See me, this beat is banging.